Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Abi Mori Rav Hillel Ben Meir Chalmechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today we are in Sefer Shmuel Bet. We are in Perek Gimel, and of course Perek Gimel brings us back to the house of Shaul and the house of David HaMelech. The two generals, of course, fought it out in yesterday's Perek, and Batia Melchama Ruka Bein Beis Shaul Bein Beis David. The battle was very strong between the house of Shaul and the house of David. David HaMelech was growing, and Shaul HaMelech's house was shrinking in the process. David started to have kids in Hebron. After all, when he moved back to Eretz Yisrael, that's where he was. Amnon was the oldest. Kilav was the second oldest. Hashlishi, Avshalom ben Macha, Bas Talmai Melech Geshur. Avshalom ben Macha was brought up as well. Kilav is referred to at other times as Daniel in Sefer Divrei Yamim Aleph. So Rabbi Yitzchak points out that people would say that Avigal was pregnant from Naval. His features were changed so that he looked like his father. From Rashi's wording, it sounds like it was changed after his work. But the Chida says when he was born, David called him Daniel, Hashem judged me against Naval. And after the miracle, he called him Kilav, Kulo Av. He looks totally like his father. And that's the nature of this particular name. Arvia Adoniya ben Chagis. The fourth child that was born was Adoniyahu, right? Avshalom is referred to as Avshalom ben Macha, since he was the son of a beautiful woman whom David had captured in battle. She was a Yifas Toar. He became a stubborn and rebellious son. And that's what the Torah says, that Ben Sora Amora is next to the issue with Yifas Toar. We're going to see that Avshalom's rebellion showed that he was a rebellious type. This fifth child, Adoniel ben Chagis, Hamishi Shiftaya ben Abital, the fifth one was called Shiftaya, Hashishi Yisram Egla Ishas David. She's referred to as Egla, like a calf. And who is that? That was actually Michal, who was dear, and like a kif, he was so beautiful. And so that's why Michal Bas, we know that Michal Bas Shaul didn't have a child until the day she died. She didn't have a child until the day she had a child after that incident, but prior, she does have a child. And this is the child, he's Yisram. Eilu Yuldu LeDavid deChevron, these are the children that were born to David in Chevron. Vayibiyos HaMelchaman ben Beis Shaul Beis David, Ve'Avner Hayim Eschazik Beis Shaul. Now, while the battle is going on, Avner put a lot of effort into supporting the house of Shaul. And so, what did he do? Ule Shaul mis pilegesh ushma Ritzba Basaya. Now, Shaul had a pilegesh whose name was Ritzba Basaya, and she was a pilegesh. And Vayomer al Avner madua bas al pilegesh abi. Right? Rumor had gotten around, and Ishbosheth says to Avner, why did you go ahead onto my father's pilegesh? If it's true, then Avner should have been castigated for going against the Shaul HaMelech. And not only that, the widow of a king is forbidden to anyone, even another king. And so, technically speaking, she's his wife. So Avner got pretty, pretty angry at Ishbosheth for making these crazy accusations. So what am I, a head of a dog? Right, Yehuda Hayom as Asher Yehuda Hayom as Chesed and Beis Shaul Avicha Elachav El Mireu V'Lom Tziyim V'Lom Tziyas Chabiyah David Atif Kod Alay Avon Aisha Hayom. He says, "Wait a minute, some sort of a head of a dog. Even if we're a dog watchman for David HaMelech, you shouldn't have insulted me like you did today. But to be quite honest, do you think I'm going to do good for you in the house of Shaul and your brothers and your friends? And I didn't give you over into David's hands, and now you're accusing me." And from now on, it is proper for me to do chesed with the house of Shaul, as I've done until now, and you charge me with the guilt of being alone with a woman? So Avner is admitting that he was involved, but he's angry with Ishbosheth for dealing with something so simple as being with his Pilegish, the Abarbanel says. But the Alshach says that there was just a rumor that someone had a relationship with Ritzba, and Ishbosheth couldn't conceive of anyone doing so except for Avner, whom he considered second in rank only to the king. And by the way, Avner knew Ishbosheth depended on him, which made him somewhat bigger than Ishbosheth. So Ko Yasalo Kim La Avner Becho Yosef Lo Ki Kasher Nishba Hashem Le David Yichen Esalo. And so he said, this is what Hashem should do to Avner. As long as Hashem swore to David, this is what he's going to be done. In other words, Hashem promised David he's going to give him the kingdom, And so that's the way it's going to go. Lahabi amamlocha mi beisho, lahakim eskisei David al Yisrael, al Yehuda midan bad be'er sheva. That's it. Ishboshes, I'm done with you. Hashem is going to put me to be the magic person to go ahead and be the one in charge. So Ishboshes couldn't say anything back. He was too scared of him. Right? So David, Abner sends messengers from his place saying, whom does the land belong to? In other words, I swear to you, who's the land belong to? And the Lemor Karsa Briska Iti Vehine Yadi Imach Lasabilachas Ko Yisrael. He says, I want you to go ahead. I'm the one who's been holding you back, and I'm telling you that today you'll be able to take over. Vayomer Tov Ani Achros Itcha Bris. So David HaMelech says, I'll make the deal with you. Ach Davar Achad Anochi Shom Elitcha Lemor Lo Sires Panai Kiyem Lifnei Evi Achas Micha Bashal Bevo Achal Erosis Panai. He says, you want to do something? You bring me Micha Bashal. Then I'll make you a deal. Shai Vishlach David Malachim El Ishboshes Ben Shol Lemor. I want my wife back, please, your sister. I'm sorry, so Vayishlach Ishboshes went, and he took him back from this man, Maltiel ben Laish. So Palti ben Laish goes ahead and follows her crying. So Abner told him, enough. Right? It's enough. I want you to go back home. So it's fascinating what exactly was going on here with Paltiel and Michal, and why exactly Paltiel ben Laish serves a role here at all. That is the subject of today's Nachiyomi, a deeper look. Just the last couple of days, Avner tells the elders, you want David to be your king? So guess what? He should just know that Hashem now says it's the time for me to let you know that I'm going to give you over to the plishtim will be handed over to you based on my son David. And he even spoke to people of Binyamin, which is the tribe from Shaul HaMelech, right? And then Abner went to speak to David in Hebron. He spoke out all the things that were good in the house of Yisrael and in the eyes of Binyamin. So by Avo Avner al David Hebron, Avner comes to David in Hebron, Vito Esir Manashim, and he came with 20 people. By Yas David Avner la Nashim Asherito Mishtesa, David went ahead and he prepared a party for them. So he says, I want you to know, I'm going to get ready to go ahead, and I'm going to get everyone together. They're going to go ahead, and they're going to make a covenant. And you're going to be in charge of everything. So David sent Avner along the way, and he went in peace. So Avner came, and Yoav was with him, and they're coming back from the battlefield. They had just conquered a tremendous amount. But Avner was nowhere to be found in David de Hebron, because he left, and it was assumed that he left in peace. So here's the general whose brother he just killed in the last parak, and now we meet him meeting with the boss, with David HaMelech. So he came back to Hebron. They tell Yoav, Avner ben Ner el HaMelech, and he went ahead, and the king let him go away in peace. So Yoav came to his cousin and he said, what were you doing? Avner came. Why'd you let him go away? He was able to go. I want to kill him. He killed my brother. You should also know Avner ben Ner is there to trick you. He wants to know who's coming and going. He wants to know exactly what you're doing. And Yoav got very angry. He's the guy in charge of security. And this is what's going on. You just invited the enemy. So Yoav left and he went to send messengers after Abner. He brought him back from the Bor HaSira. What's this Bor HaSira, the Well of Thorns? It was well situated among thorns. That's how it got its place. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi says there was a thorn that caused Abner to be killed because he didn't support David's statement from when David said, "I took the water from next to Shaul's head." And also when I cut off the corner of the coat of Shaul HaMelech, he said, maybe one of the thorns, and he was referring to Abner, came in and cut it. But he in the process, Abner basically tried to wipe away the fact that David had saved his life at that point in time, and Abner was guilty. So that's why here he is in Bor Asira. He's going to be in the place of thorns as well. That's the way Rashi explains it. Abner Chevron. So Abner, thinking that the message came from Yoav that David wanted him to go back, so he goes back to Chevron. So Yoav turned him aside to speak at the gate. In other words, he thought he was going to think to plan together with Yoav on some military matter. Basheli, and he struck him under the fifth in the side over there in the gate in the side. He struck him under the fifth rib, the exact same place where Abner had killed his brother. And he died in the same blood and in vengeance for having killed Yoav's brother Asael. So David heard about this. And he said, I am innocent. My kingdom is also innocent. In other words, says the Mitzudas David, this was done without my knowledge, and so therefore I take no responsibility. There should be no punishment on me or on my political power because of what happened. Because of Abner. May it be rest on the head of Yoav and all in his father's house. May there be no one who fails. Everyone has to be either a Zav or a Mitzora or somebody who's suffering from poverty. In other words, he wants him to, he didn't curse the mother's house. Yoav was the Tzruya, who was Yoav's mother, was the sister. Yoav was the son of David HaMelech's sister Tzruya, and David's family was completely innocent, so he wasn't going to take responsibility at that level. So, and he says he wants everyone here to get all sorts of illnesses from the father's side. But Yoav, Abishai, Achiv, Hargu, Avner, he says, now Yoav and Abishai, they killed Avner. Why? Alasher, Hemis, Asasa, Alachiam, Begibon, Bamilchama, because he had killed Asael. He says, you guys have to mourn. You have to tear your clothing for Abner, and you have to wear sackcloth, so siftu lifnei Abner. Even David HaMelech was walking behind the bier. They buried Abner in Hebron, and Taka, you can go to the kever of Abner ben Ner in Hebron if you have the proper security. He cried for the kever of Abner, and the nation also cried as well. He said, should Abner die like just a wicked person, like he was just killed in the battle? Yadecha lo asuros, you should just know your hands were not tied up. Viraglecha lo lunechushtayim, and your legs were not put into metal shackles. Hugashu kinpolifnei b'nei avlo nafalta, you were as one who falls before wicked people, that's how you died. Everyone was crying. In other words, the Radak says, how didn't you run away? How did you not go ahead and defend yourself? It sometimes it looks that the Rishayim overpower a hero and kill him, and that's what it was in your case. You fell before the sons of Tzruya. In other words, you weren't convicted by due process of law, says the Malbim. You were murdered by vigilantes. So the people tried to feed David HaMelech Sudas Havra. Vayishaba David Leimor Kol Yaseli Elokim Kol Yosef Kim Lufnei Bo Hashemesh Etom Lechem Achom Uma. David said, I ain't eating nothing for the rest of the day. And so everyone recognized whatever he was doing, right? This was the right thing to do. They realized that it wasn't the king's decision to kill Abner. So he said, I want you to know, a prince and a great man has fallen. Sometimes when we get to Jewish funerals, they will also use that phrase, sar v'gadol, And that's why the Abarbanel said, when it's a Sarbe Gadol, I'm allowed to go get beyond the limits of the normal process of mourning. And so therefore, why don't you avenge his death? And so David says, I'm not going to avenge his death. I'm still young. I'm tender and just appointed king. And the sons of Tria are too tough for me. Right? I can't go ahead and do anything. But the people who did badly, right, they should go ahead and they should be paid accordingly. Now, the Mefarshim are quick to point out that based on Halacha, Yoav wasn't Chayav Misa. He didn't receive Hasra. He wasn't properly warned. However, the king was not authorized to execute even without warning, right? And David didn't want to exercise this privilege at this time. He felt it wasn't a proper decision. People needed restraint. After all, the lack of restraint is what caused the problem over here. What he would want to do is demonstrate that that restraint is something that he had as a king. He wasn't just a crazy man. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.